Southern Oregon Tire. Can you hold for a second?
Sure.
Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Dan, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, it's Tina from Local Splash.
Okay, let me see if he's available.
Okay, thank you.
This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I think we had to switch cards.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you?
I don't. I can transfer to Donna. How much are you guys doing a month?
It's just $169.
What? And what are you guys doing?
We do the optimization for Southern Oregon Tire to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. That also includes a popular directory, so there's about 48 of them that you're current on, and the mobile optimization, making sure that your shop comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
Okay. I think we're going to have to revisit what we're doing with you guys. I don't really want to give you another card right now. We need to kind of talk about what's going on and what we're spending our money on.
Of course.
Because I kind of feel like we have zero representation that way. Like when I've looked around and I see things. So that's where I'm kind of confused. I had no idea we were paying. I thought we were paying you guys like $30 a month. I had no idea it was like that.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. It's $169 a month, and that's a loyalty program because you've been with us for a long time. There is some notes on here that they've been emailing you and reaching out to you back and forth to have you re-add us to the Google Business Profile. So I don't know if something happened where, you know, we created it and we're optimizing it and then somehow we were removed, but they've been emailing you to kind of go in and re-add us. Do you know if you set that up or if it was Donna that set that up? Or
Donna set it up.
Donna, okay, yeah, because it's super simple. It takes like 2 seconds to go in there, but I do see like a lot of emails, all the way back from February where it's important, please add us to your Google Business Profile, and then another one, and then in March, and then in April. So they're trying to reach out to you to get that rectified because Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So if for some reason we're removed as manager on there, we can't go in there and do the algorithm updates to help you stay on the first page. You know, and that's something that it looks like the technicians have been reaching out to try to get accomplished. But, you know, if you think, you know, that Donna knows how to do it, I wouldn't mind, you know, talking to her and, you know, making sure that we get that done. Let me just see here. The email we have on file is soortire4x4@yahoo.com. Is that still a valid email or is there a better one that I could update?
No, that's correct.
It is. Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right, do you want to hold for a moment?
Yeah, I'll wait.
All right. Just a moment.
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Old and broken.
That's funny. Well, you don't sound old and broken, if that helps a little bit.
Yeah, well, what you can't see don't hurt, huh?
Thank you for the laugh. That's hilarious. So, I was just telling Dan that we've had this account for 11 and a half years, and we've always optimized Southern Oregon Tire and 4x4 to show on the first page of Google and Bing. But recently, there's been a lot of emails being sent where they wanted you guys to re-add us to the Google Business Profile, and he said that you're the one that kind of has access to that, right?
I guess, kind of, sort of. I've talked to a guy on occasion who would call up and periodically go over things with me.
Okay.
But the last, I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I haven't heard from him for a while now.
Yeah, I usually talk to a lot of people in our customer service. I see that. But he hasn't called for a while.
I haven't gotten the call anyway. I guess I should put it that way. The last guy I talked to, I had a hard time understanding.
Oh, I see.
And we've been getting an awful lot of fake crap going on. So
okay.
That's why I have not responded to a lot of stuff, because it was just... Everything I said, well, usually we do, you know, the normal stuff that I do with Local Splash, and guys, like, with his accent saying, no, you must put me there. I'm like, no,
oh.
I don't have to put you there. So that's what's going on, is I don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
Okay, so I'll help you figure that out. When we set Daniel up years and years ago, we put a security question and a security answer on file. So if anybody calls you and they say that they're with Local Splash and they can't confirm what the security question and answer is, then they're not with us.
I probably couldn't confirm it if you set it up with Dan.
Well, I can tell you what it is just so you recognize it, because you're authorized on the account, obviously. He puts you on the phone, right? So it's simple. When we set it up, we ask them, what do you want to use? The city you were born in, your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, and he chose the city that he was born in, and the answer is Yuma.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and I could even – yeah, I can even – oh, are you – oh, my goodness. see? You would be able to. I think you'd be able to answer any of those options.
Well, yeah, I probably could on all of those.
Yeah, but honestly, if someone calls you and they're overseas and they're in India or the Philippines and they have a strong accent and they're saying, you know, they need something and they're with Local Splash, that's a scam call, because we're 100%, you know, domestically U.S.-based, you know. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about any of those people. What I would do is, if you get any calls like that moving forward, just say, look, Local Splash, Tina, Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're a scam call, so they're not going to call me, but it's a good way for you to kind of defer that information away from yourself. And then moving forward, Donna, if anybody else calls you and says they're with Local Splash, don't even give them a hint on what the question is. Just say, okay, can you confirm the security question and answer for me, please, that I have on the account? So we have over 200 employees here. Anybody that has your account open would be able to see what that security question and answer is. So if they can't, you know, give you that, then they're not affiliated with us. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then he also said as far as the billing.
I was right. I was right not to talk to those people then.
You were 100% right. Yeah, because there's all of these companies out there, or sometimes it's even two guys in a basement that gets together and starts to do programming. And what they do is they call you up and they say, your Google listing isn't verified. In order to get verified, you have to do XYZ and you have to pay more money. And what they're trying to do is just get you to sign up with them, because if they tell you the truth that your Google listing is verified, then you have no reason to talk to them, right? So
I was told by you guys,
yes,
anybody who calls and says, I'm with Google, just hang up on them.
True. Yeah, because Google doesn't call the general public, but sometimes they'll be very creative and they'll go, I'm with Google Local Listings or something. So they say Google, but they have something else. So you think, oh, that's a different company and maybe I should do it because they're saying something's not right, you know. But
well,
now
I'm a full believer that everybody's scamming me.
Yes. Good.
So unless anybody can verify anything, I do not open emails or anything
good.
Else.
Yeah,
like,
you know what?
Okay, no.
I was going to tell you that comes with age, because I'm 55 years old now, and I know when I was young I trusted everybody, and after being hurt so many times and falling into things I shouldn't have, now I'm like you are. I don't trust anybody unless I verify it first.
Well, now you know why I have not done anything.
100%, Donna.
I said,
understand.
And one of the gals down there, she says, like, well, they said this, and I says, until one of them can call me and I talk to somebody I know, I'm not
right.
doing this.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's what Dan was just saying. They've been sending the stuff. How come you haven't done anything? Because.
Yep. Yeah, you want to verify it. Yeah. Well, if I have to talk to Dan in the future for anything, I'll put a note here to just kind of let him know, because you're dealing with the front end of this and the client calls and then the calls of people calling you trying to sell you things. So I will let him know that there's a lot of scam companies out there that are calling and misrepresenting themselves. So actually what you did was good. It was protecting his business. And it's only been a couple months anyway. It looks like they've been emailing you since February or so to kind of re-add us. So I'll send you that email now again, just so that you have it. You have access to the SOOR tire and 4x4 at yahoo.com, right? Or do you want me to send it to a different email?
No, I got access to all that.
Okay, so it's going to say, important, please add us to your Google business profile. So there's instructions on that email. If you want me to kind of walk you through it, I will. But if not, you can just kind of, you know, refer to the instructions when you have time to get in. And then I'll put my extension on there, which is 777. That way, if you ever have any questions moving forward, you can call me directly. My name again is Tina. And then I'm just trying to find that email so I can resend it. Okay. All right, so I'm sending that to you one more time. And then as far as the payment goes, he said that you have a different credit card that you'd like to put on file?
Yeah, unless you guys do ACH.
Not anymore. We used to do ACH, but they don't take it anymore. So if you have maybe a debit that goes with that ACH account, then we can take that.
Well, I do. It's just that every time anybody does anything, then I get a call from the bank going, is this fraud? I'm like, it's turning into a nightmare with all debit cards and stuff. They want to...
Well,
I could
update it and try to process it right now and see if it triggers one of those text messages, or I don't think it will, because, you know,
they call us on the phone and say, oh, you just had a call. We had them doing things that we've done for years.
For like $159, it would do that. It would.
$58 yesterday.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's super annoying, but when I've had that happen to me in the past, I also have to kind of take a deep breath and say, hey, the bank's only trying to protect me. You know, I have to take it with a grain of salt, but it is annoying that you have to kind of call them and verify everything, you know? So.
Well, yeah, anymore it kind of
I got held up in stores two times over the years with that same issue, Donna. One time I was shopping for my daughter's graduation party, and I had to go get the chicken and the ribs and all the food. So I went to a restaurant warehouse, and by the time I got out of there, it was like $500. And the bank was blocking my transaction and sending me fraud alerts and text messages and can you confirm this is you? And I'm standing in the store trying to get it to go through and having to call the bank and be put on hold. And I was lividly mad because I thought, this is my money. Can't I do what I want with my own money? But at the end of the day, I had to look back on it and say, hey, what if it was some fraud, going on? I should be happy that they were trying to protect me, even though I didn't feel that way at the moment. And the second time it was even worse. I got holed up in a furniture store. I was putting a bunch of furniture on my card. And again, this is fraud. You have to call. Well, when I called and sat on hold for so long, I came to some person that said, oh, our systems are down right now, so we can't help you. So I'm like, so what am I supposed to do? Just hang around in this furniture store until your systems are up? So I got so mad, I just used a different card. But it's annoying, It's like I didn't want to use my credit. I wanted to use my debit, and I ended up, just going a different route just so I could get out of the store, So
okay, I've got something here that says to add you to it.
Yep.
But I got different places to go to, or three.
Okay. So let me see if I can help you figure it out, Donna, because I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but if I can't help you, I'll transfer you to the verification department that can. But
yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So first off, can you go to business.google.com and log into the page? Do you know how to do that?
It says business.google.com locations.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Or
I'm going to
local splash or one down below that says access your dashboard.
The dashboard is the local interface between us and you so that you can see the results that you're getting. So you wouldn't have to do that right now. What we're trying to do is just get re-added as a manager to the Google page. So let me see if I can get someone from that department to pop on the line and kind of help us with that. Give me a second. I'll send them a message here. Call transfers. Dan Patterson. I just have to send them the username on the account so they know which one that they're looking at. So Dan Patterson. And then
I'm not sure if that's right. I don't know.
Well, the good thing is the technicians that I'm messaging right now, they're the ones that are in the verification department. So if you went in and you did it correctly, they'll say, oh, it looks like she did it correctly, and they'll let me know. If not, I'll transfer you over there, and then they'll help you. And then as far as the payment, do you want to put the new debit on file? And then if they block it, you could just call them later?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that just so that we get that part taken care of.
You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
4003.
Got it.
8138.
Okay.
9648.
Mm-hmm.
3869.
3869. And expiration?
Is 727.
And the code?
203.
Now, for this card, is it the 16477 Meadows Road for the billing address, or
it's 851 Southeast Milbank, Milbank.
Okay. Is it
Grants
still
Pass?
What? Grants Pass.
97526.
Nine.
And I don't know what email it says. The email that we set this up with, which is probably Pepper72.
I'm going to try to do the past due amount right now. It's probably going to decline because you said you have to authorize it, but that will at least trigger the message for you to kind of contact the bank, and then you'll know that it's, oh, actually, I got the green light. It went through, so that's good. Okay. Well, whatever they were doing with that $58 yesterday, they didn't do today, so that's really good. I'm happy that happened. So
but they didn't do it right away. They did it later.
Oh, they did it later.
We got a few of them. Yeah. Yeah. It's, they're weird. Okay. So.
Yeah. You know, for me, what it would do is it would decline it until you get the chance to authorize it. But this time it didn't do that. So I don't think it'll ask you later. If it does, you already know that, you know, we're Local Splash, so you can kind of confirm it. But I don't think it will do that later. I think you're good to go, but. We'll just be extra safe in case they do. And then I'm just waiting to hear back from the technician. So did you try that other email with the Pepper and you were able to get in or no?
Well, I'm on this thing. It just says businessgoogle.com/locations.
Okay, let me tell them. Nobody's responding, by the way, but I don't know if they're in a meeting or if they're on another call, but I want to tell them what you just said. So she only...
Okay, so I got to look, see for the three dots. Add business. Business name would be what? Local Splash?
I think in the email there's actually a 9 or 10 digit code that you have to put in. And then once you put that in, it will say add Local Splash or local listings or something. But yeah, it's like I think it's a 10 digit. It looks like a phone number, but it's actually a 10 digit code. Do you see anything like that in the email?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I'm kind of blindly trying to help you right now because that email, it didn't allow me to open it on this end. Usually when an email is sent, I can open it on this end, but the little thing is just spinning. So it's, you know, trying to open it, but I'm like, oh, I want to help her with the instructions. And let me see if anyone... Since the technicians themselves in the verification department aren't responding, I'm letting customer service know because they do this all day long. They help people add us as a manager. So if, you know, they can't respond, then I'll see if someone from customer service can. And then there's also a note on your account that the text messages that we send you guys regarding the account, they are bumping back to us. So is there a cell phone number where you do get text messages, or do you just prefer correspondence via either phone or email?
Yeah. I mean, if it goes to a cell phone, then it's never going to get opened.
Okay. No problem. So I'll make sure that
the cell phones are strictly personal uses here.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, my husband's the same way. He's notorious. He never opens text messages. So, yeah, I understand. So, let me see here. I just want to make sure that these leads that you received in the past, that they were also emailed to you, because sometimes if we don't have a phone number to text, we just refer people. Oh, yeah, they are. Okay, so these, they were emailing them too, so that's good. So you won't have to worry about that. So, and then yeah, my little...
opening their deal, there's nothing here that looks like what they were talking about, so I'm kind of... Anyway, I guess I'll have to just play with it. I guess I'll have to go into a few different areas to do it. I'm not sure.
So Caesar is the manager of customer service. He just wrote me back that they are all in a meeting, and he wants me to let you know that someone will call you back. So I'll put a note on here that they'll talk to you directly when they call back rather than, you know, asking for Dan since it's his name on the account. So is
yeah.
your name also Patterson, or is it a different last name?
No, it's same.
Okay, so I'll put Donna Patterson.
Yeah, I'm the only Donna
here. On this account. And then I'm just putting that you're authorized so that when they call back, they know that they're talking to you regarding the adding us as a manager. So hang tight. When I send that message over to them, they say within one business day. However, you know, we're also on the Pacific time, so, you know, it's only 9:52 in the morning, so I'm sure they're going to be calling you today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, Donna. Have a really great rest of your day, and then if you have any questions in the future, feel free to call me, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.